here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of April, 2010. It's the birthday of Anthony Trollope, London, 1815, who said that many of his novels originated from daydreams he had as a child. When he was 19, Trollope began working as a clerk for the post office, eventually went off to Ireland, became a postal surveyor. He is, by the way, credited with inventing the modern British mailbox. But it was in Ireland he began writing novels. He wrote them at the rate of about 3 books every 2 years. He would write 1,000 words an hour before breakfast. He said, "A small daily task, if it be really daily, will beat the labors of a spasmodic Hercules." He wrote novels about the daily lives of ordinary people, The Warden, Barchester Towers, Framley Parsonage, and he kept on working year after year. Anthony Trollope, who said, "There is no human bliss equal to 12 hours of work with only 6 hours in which to do it." It was on this day in 1916 the Easter Rebellion began on the streets of Dublin. It was called the Poets' Rebellion, led by 6 Irish poets and men of letters, including Patrick Pearse and James Connolly. About 400 dissidents in makeshift uniforms carrying old rifles marching through the main streets of Dublin to the General Post Office in the center of the city, where they read their proclamation of independence. The British police extinguished the rebellion, and then they made the men heroes by executing them a few weeks later, which execution set in motion a movement for Irish nationalism. And in 1921, Ireland finally gained independence from Great Britain, except for the 6 northern counties that comprise Northern Ireland. And it was on this day in 2005 that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger became Pope Benedict XVI, succeeding John Paul II, who died 3 weeks before. When a pope dies, cardinals from all over the world convene in Rome to elect a successor. They meet at the Vatican in the Sistine Chapel under Michelangelo's ceiling. It's called a papal conclave. They come into the chapel singing the litany of saints and then a Latin hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus. And then there are speeches, and then the master of papal liturgical celebration stands at the door and shouts, "Extra omnes," everybody else out. And they proceed to vote, knowing that the new pope will be somebody who is in that room. It takes a 2-thirds majority, and Cardinal Ratzinger was elected pope on the second day of the conclave after 4 ballots. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, entitled Ode to Chocolate. I hate milk chocolate. Don't want clouds of cream diluting the dark night sky. Don't want pralines or raisins rubble in this smooth plateau. I like my coffee black, my beer from Germany, wine from Burgundy, the darker the better. I like my heroes complicated and brooding, James Dean in oiled leather leaning on a motorcycle, you know the color. Oh, chocolate, from the spice bazaars of Africa, hulled in mills, beaten, pressed in bars, the cold slab of a cave's interior when all the stars have gone to sleep. Chocolate strolls up to the microphone and plays jazz at midnight, the low, slow notes of a bass clarinet. Chocolate saunters down the runway, slouches in quaint boutiques. Its style is je ne sais quoi. Chocolate stays up late and gambles, likes roulette, always bets on the noir. Ode to Chocolate by Barbara Crooker, from her collection More, published by CNR Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.